This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Presented by Garrison Building Supply, Douglas County Master Gardeners have their Spring into Gardening class coming up on Saturday, March 12th. One of the people involved, Cheryl Kaplan, is on. Good morning, Cheryl.
Good morning, Kyle.
So talk about what's going to be happening on Saturday the 12th.
Well, there are 13 classes that are being offered that cover a whole range of gardening topics, and you get to choose from the different classes on that Saturday, March 12th. But before I spring into those, one of the things I wanted to mention is that this Thursday, March 3rd, is the last day to register for this. And we'll know by registration numbers whether we'll hold the workshop or not. So, but back to the classes, you know, some of them, there are different sessions. There are four different sessions. You get to pick between three or four classes in each session. And like the first session, you know, you can learn about what to do with those pesky vertebrate pests. I'm talking about deer, gophers, moles, skunks, raccoons. A second class that's offered that time is also, you know, how to plant, put in plants that are drought tolerant and can be successful in a low water use landscape or a xeriscape. And then the third one offered that time is growing berry crops. So if you just have a hankering for raspberries, blackberries, blueberries, you can learn about, and strawberries, you can learn what to do with that.
And obviously a lot of opportunities to learn things as we get ahead of spring. Why don't you explain a little bit more about what the Master Gardeners program is all about?
Sure. So Master of Gardeners is a group of volunteers. There's over 200 of us. And I'm a newbie Master Gardener compared to some of the people that have been in for over 20 years, you know, part of this. What a wealth of knowledge, though, that the combined group has about gardening and all different kinds of gardening. So they volunteer. We volunteer to keep a plant clinic going where people can drop in on weekdays between 1 and 4 and get their gardening questions answered. And then we also put on an annual plant sale, which will come up the first Saturday in May. And we run the Discovery Garden out near River Forks and the Victory Garden, which is, they're both demonstration gardens on how to garden.
How did you get interested in doing this?
Well, I've always liked gardening, and I took the class after I retired, and it was a series of 10 one-day classes that I participated in to get trained up, and there were tests involved as well and homework, so it was quite intense. And as I took that class, that's when I discovered that a fair number of my gardening techniques needed to be refined or changed. So that's why, like, taking a class, just like this one-day Saturday class, is really valuable. You know, we have there are classes on gardening basics and advanced, soil basics and gardens, advanced garden soil. So you can know, you know, how to prepare your soil, which is the medium that holds your gardening. There's a class on growing and propagating succulents, and you get to take one home that you will have planted using the proper tools. Class on permaculture, which is kind of using it's sustainable agriculture, landscape design, and ecology, where you grow more food and less time for less money by kind of mimicking the relationships found in natural systems and ecology. Obvious. So those are just a few of the classes.
And I would imagine that a lot of people are not successful sometimes because they're sort of going into it. They're sort of guessing. They haven't really gotten a lot of instruction. They just figure they can put a plant in the ground and it'll grow, but there's a lot more to it.
There is a lot more to it. And sometimes it's picking the right plants. And like I love my salsa garden. You know, I always like to grow peppers and tomatoes. And there's even a class on, you know, what varieties and peppers and tomatoes grow well in our area. And, you know, some tips on some special growing techniques as well. Or a home orchard. You know, who doesn't like fresh fruit? But what trees do you plant? And so just a Saturday class can help take some of the mystification away from gardening. And, there's a new class this year, too. It's on growing and managing olive trees. So they can grow in our climate, in our area. But you can come and learn a little more about that.
I would imagine since we've gone through the past 2 years, there is probably more interest in gardening and doing things around the yard.
Yes, we've seen that more people asking, you know, coming to the plant clinic and sending in questions about this and that. And we even held a training class this last fall, which we're one of the few Master Gardener chapters in the state that did that. So Master Gardeners is part of Oregon State University, the Extension Service. So we are kind of like we nestle into that group. And OSU is, if you come in to register and you need to pay $25 for the for the whole day. I mean, you can pick from all kinds of classes for $25. And OSU is the one that's handling the registration. So people can register online. They can go to the Douglas County Master Gardeners website and then follow a couple clicks to get to the place where they can register. Or they can go into the Douglas County OSU Extension Service office, you know, do it before Thursday. And register in person and then pay there.
All right, and we've got a link to that to do it online as well with a story we've got up today at 541radio.com. Cheryl, anything else people ought to know about these classes?
Well, there is a this year we have a keynote speaker, so that's going to be one class where everybody gets to come in together. She starts at 9:30. Lynn Kunstman, she's going to talk about like planting native plants, and she has been a master gardener. And she has been a master food preserver for a long time, so she's very into teaching people. Her focus right now is gardening for wildlife and pollinators. So if you're interested in beefing up your garden or your yard for pollinators or for wildlife, this would be a great talk to come in here at 9:30.
All right. Again, that's coming up on the 12th, but the registration deadline Thursday. Cheryl Kaplan with Master Gardener. Cheryl, thanks for being on this morning.
Oh, thanks, Kyle. I just really appreciate it.
8:40, Morning Conversation, a presentation of Gerritsen Building Supply.